Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God. Okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard. All right.
Here's the show.
Hello.
Here's Amanda's announcer voice. Let's get into it.
Oh, it's sexy zaddy voice.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your zaddy Amanda. And to my left, I have co-zaddy
Ashley Perez.
And I'm your step zaddy, Kirsten King.
Oh,
was that extra creepy this time?
Oh my god.
And now you're step zaddy.
I think we're peeking.
Ashley, like, looks so disgusted to be sitting next to me right now.
You just fully, it was like, and I'm your step zaddy.
Kirsten. Guys, the way you said can I be myself on this podcast?
Can you be yourself?
Yeah, isn't this a safe place?
Yeah, I guess. Is this a safe place for you to be creepy? I don't know.
Speaking of safe places,
oh God,
I'm going to tell you guys a story about how Kirsten did not create a safe place for me. So we're discussing what stories to tell this week, and I have a story. I was over here after the last podcast, actually. Kirsten and I were a little drunk, as you both know, and I was a little hungover, and I was still tipsy, and I was sitting here like waiting out, and Kirsten and I were just like hanging out and talking, and then at one point, I started getting like allergies, and I was like, oh wait, actually I have my inhaler here, thank goodness. So I took out my inhaler and I shook it and took a puff of it, as anyone who has trouble breathing does. And fucking Kirsten, while I wasn't even done taking my puff, goes, oh. And then mimicked doing my inhaler. And it was I later told my girlfriend the story, and she goes, oh, did Britt do that? And I was like, no, Kirsten did.
Okay, guys, I don't know what happened, but like this weird high school bully part of me came out, and I was like, nerd. And then immediately after, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I will say that it was truly immediately after I watched your face go, oh. That was the meanest thing I've ever done.
I was like, I don't know why I just made fun of you for having asthma. I'm incredibly sorry. So to all our listeners with asthma out there, I apologize.
Kirsten does not hate you.
I don't hate you.
But that's a real story. That's a real thing.
That's my peak bully moment. So
what is Kirsten drinking this week? Redeem
yourself. But I did get bullied in high school once.
She's trying to make up for it.
Yeah, you can't say that you got bullied once.
No, I mean, I got bullied multiple times. But the worst bullying I ever got was when I used to take notes for this kid in my class who had bad handwriting. And then I would photocopy them and bring them to him. And the kid was like kind of a quote unquote like nerd archetype of high school, and even though he was very nice and lovely, and this kid came over as I was giving him his notes and was like, oh, 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 and started squirting us both with a squirt gun and squirt the notes, and I literally didn't know what to say because I was so shocked that I just was like, you're a very mean person and you're gonna realize that one day. And he was actually very affected by it.
Oh my God.
20 years later, he's like, I haven't been able to stop thinking about this.
He's in his therapy.
He's a cop
right
now, which I'm honestly like is, you know.
Sounds scary.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
But
I love how direct that is. You're a very mean person and you're not going to be able to stop thinking about this one day, which I will truly never forget.
So you should have said that to me
in
after.
My face. Just blowing on my, I don't think I even said anything. I was like,
you were like,
you're doing it again.
I'm not making fun of you. I was replaying the shock. Anyways, I'm a bully.
Our legs are sweating against each other right now.
I'm not sweating. Are you sweating?
Oh, my legs sweating. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
It's very warm.
I almost said something really terrible.
What were you going to say? Say it.
What?
I was like, yeah, it's a little, you're a little wet.
Do you guys have a crush on each other? Have you ever asked each other out?
Not yet.
No. We have it. Maybe it'll happen on this podcast.
I mean, to be fair, I did talk to both of you on
Amanda did ask both of us on dating apps, but then I didn't ask you out.
Okay. I didn't ask you out.
Wow. Me out.
Just Kirsten. Cool.
Wait, you asked me. You didn't ask me out.
Well, then why did you say I didn't ask you out as if you had asked Kirsten out?
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait, Amanda. Ask me out right now.
Amanda talked to me on OkCupid, and I had to suddenly delete it because I listed myself as bisexual, because I am, because we exist, yeah. And many people were hitting me up for threesomes on there.
Ew. Wait, please, yeah. Did you just say I still have the messages? Pull it up.
Oh my god, read them on this
pull
podcast.
It up I will kill right you. Now. I will kill you if you
I'm
don't.
I'm pretty sure it's just like us talking about like I want to be a TV writer. So do I. Okay, it's
that's nothing. Cute,
yeah.
Then. Gay. Wow. Maybe Amanda will release the messages someday.
Oh, release the taxes. The tax returns.
And then I just messaged you because I saw you on...
What did you say to me? I want to know.
I don't think it was... I think it was on... Oh, it was on OkCupid.
My name on OkCupid was...
I'm embarrassed to, like,
was.
Know what my objective, like, rapport on dating apps is like. Like, to look at that as an outsider. I just don't want to know.
I want to know.
I haven't signed into this in so long. So
my name was Surprise I'm Asian. And I, okay, here's the thing. Because you know on OkCupid,
wait, what was
it keeps
my name?
Making you put in
Perks of Something Wallflower.
Oh my god, Perks of Being a Wallflower. Wow.
You got that name? See, this is the problem. I kept trying to put different variations of my name, but everyone and their mom's name, Ashley Perez. So finally, as a joke, I put Surprise I'm Asian. And they're like, great, you got it, girl. And I was like, oh my fucking god.
Oh, that's
this one
great.
Guy did message me and he was like, Surprise I'm White. It was funny to me.
That's kind of funny.
Wasn't as good as your DiGiorno, man. I'm so sorry.
Well, maybe I don't have your message, but I still have your...
Oh,
four
excellent.
Years ago.
Oh, my God.
Play it right now. I want to see Kirsten's
play
pictures.
It.
Can we role play? I'll be Kirsten.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You can delete this if
this
you hate
so
this,
much.
But I think it's going to be good content.
No, it's like, it's the most basic conversation, to be honest.
Can I please play Kirsten?
I know, I just
not?
Don't want to know, like, how many times I use LOL. Like,
not
how-
at all.
Stop holding yourself. You're so nervous right now.
It's seriously the
objectively
most
looking at how I speak on dating apps is like my worst fucking nightmare.
Well, welcome to
but,
your
okay,
worst
let's,
fucking
let's,
nightmare.
Let's
okay, I mean, if you really want...
Let me see.
They're like, it's like paragraphs. It's like the most basic
there's
conversation.
There's gotta be one good chunk.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is...
She was like, this is my worst nightmare. She's like, oh, I'm
no,
so
we
sweet.
didn't flirt at all, if that's your issue.
Oh, so you guys were just friends.
Yeah, it was very friendly, like, this is what I want to do, like, because I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow, we were just both talking about our hopes and dreams.
Exactly.
And now you're on a podcast.
Oh my god,
together.
And then I clearly had to delete my app because of threesome. Asks, so I didn't get to answer Amanda's.
Yeah, wow,
wow,
rude.
Your interests are still the same.
Yep.
Wow, we both want a comedy right for television. We're still trying to do that.
You guys are keeping me and the listeners out of this conversation.
Sorry.
I don't
oh yeah,
you
I just
looking at a fucking
basic.
Phone.
It's actually very basic.
Do you want? Okay.
Do you have mine? Give us just one snippet of the two of yours conversation.
Okay, let me
so
see.
So that
if
people
can
have hope that maybe you'll make a best friend later.
I'm gonna chew this chocolate chip away from the mic.
Okay, I'm just gonna read. This is literally the most basic conversation. Me and Kirsten talking about hopes and dreams. So Kirsten said, ideally, I would like to go into comedy writing for television, but I also do creative nonfiction and poetry. So kind of all at all.
I don't
ends,
do poetry anymore. I gave up on that dream.
Do you have some of your poems here? Please tell me that's what's coming
oh,
next.
Oh, God, no, I don't.
Yeah, it's crazy getting your work out there in this town. If
oh, I said in this town?
Yeah. It feel like being a PA or anything like that definitely helps to get your foot in the door. And I said, comedy writing for television. Now you're speaking my language.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the most basic, like...
Why do you think that it didn't work out between the two of you?
Because I deleted my OkCupid.
Should we reopen this?
Oh, my God, yeah. I think my girlfriend would love that.
Yeah, where's Brittany?
All right, let's bring in Britt.
Wow, you're, like, turning our podcast into Jerry Springer right now.
Hello, my longing.
It had to have been...
I can't have been more than 4 years ago. How did you delete my conversation? I'm rude.
It's not... It's. I think it's because...
Wait, did you reach out to her on OkCupid?
I did. But it was just one message to you, and you never reached back.
Oh.
Wow.
Rude. Sorry.
At least, well, it was just like,
well, at least we had my friendly conversation.
Do you want to hear my hopes and dreams now?
No.
It's for this podcast to be sponsored so we can all go to Hawaii with each other.
Yeah. Cupid, if you want to sponsor us on a trip to Hawaii, well, for Amanda to find love, maybe? Wow. This is shaping up into something.
Ex-Cupids. Is that what they're called?
Ex-Cupids? All I did was message you because I clicked on your profile and was like, fuck, she saw it now. But it was before you worked in the video department.
So you didn't like me, but you liked Kirsten is what I'm hearing. This is killing my soul.
I think that's what's happening.
Wow. Okay, cool. I'm just going to finish this whole bowl of chocolate chips in front of me.
This is awkward.
You guys, do you want to know why I developed asthma? Because of that moment. Okay, let's read the story.
Let's read the story. Message me back.
I'm sorry. I will text you tonight, but as me from 4 years ago.
Okay, should we start the story?
Okay, yeah. Who's reading?
I can read if you want.
Reading. And next week we will do a very special. Well, next time we're going to do a very special all fan fiction episode. But today we're just reading some queer erotica.
Yeah.
What's it called, girl?
Okay, today's story is called Holy Fuck by Geneva King. No relation to me. So,
what do we think it's about?
That's her pen name.
Holy fuck.
Kirsten's pen name.
She picked it and she's like shaking the whole time and reading. And she's like, you guys
I'm like, what do you guys think?
She's like, I'm just going to change my first name, not my last name.
Holy fuck reminds me of like the Met Gala. It's got like some Catholic overtones.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I'm thinking it's going to be about.
Two nuns.
Oh,
hot. Church.
Nice.
And it takes place in the 1900s.
Yeah, we're both reading your shirt. Disobedience.
Well, I already read the first sentence, so I know what it's about. So I won't guess.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, is it about sister wives?
Well, this isn't even really a sentence. These are just two words on the page under the title.
Because holy fuck, and then sister wives, but they call sisters nuns, so it could be nuns' wives. I could be right. Okay,
you could be right.
Let's go.
First two words on the page under the title.
Oh, Geneva King.
Sister wives.
Same name, sorry.
And here we go. I towed their car after it broke down on a deserted stretch of the highway. The three of us squeezed into my truck and made small talk on the way back to town. Sister wives, they told me. Oh, sorry, I feel like I'm going to burp from this.
Sister wives, they told me.
Okay.
Can you hear me chewing?
Yes, I can.
Sister wives, they told me. When I asked about the recent compound arrest, they looked at me disdainfully and told me they weren't that kind of Mormon. I called them Wife 1 and Wife 2, like characters in a Dr. Seuss book. The younger one sat in the middle, her body pressed against my side. She had the friendly smile, but it was the other one who caught my attention, the one with the tight bun and the disapproving frown, as if she knew exactly what I was thinking.
Casting, who is tight bun and disapproving frown?
Tight bun.
Who wears their
I don't think that. Well, now because disobedience, I'm just picturing Rachel McAdams and Rachel Weisz.
Wait, that's perfect. Let's do it. So who?
I'm picturing Rachel Weisz with the tight bun, and the disapproving.
But in disobedience,
Rachel McAdams is more the tight bun. And
I haven't seen Disobedience.
Okay, so it's Rachel McAdams for those of you who have seen it. But it can be Rachel Weisz. I didn't mean to just like steamroll you.
No, I think both of those Rachels are kind of interchangeable to me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Wow.
I know. That's a...
Have you not seen The Mummy 2 or no? Yeah.
I mean...
A game night?
Not to peg one Rachel against the other, but I prefer Rachel Weisz.
Wow.
That's fine. Interesting. That's acceptable.
Because you're pronouncing her name incorrectly.
How do you pronounce it?
Weisz.
Yeah. Rachel Weisz.
You guys said Rachel Weisz and my heart started being bust.
Oh my god.
Okay. We have a long history with Rachel Weisz, that's why.
Alright. The one with the tight bun and the disapproving frown, as if she knew exactly what I was thinking about every time I looked in her direction. For some reason, I always picked the difficult one. I took their car to the mechanic. Their husband couldn't get them. Ew, I hope this isn't like a creepy dude threesome. with sister wife things, but that's kind of what it sounded like.
Oh, God, because Holy and Holy Trinity. No, never mind. Let's just keep it. Okay.
Their husband couldn't get them until the next day, and they were too far to call a friend, so I offered them a room at my apartment for the night. Yeah, wife one hesitated, but wife two agreed willingly, the same way she went into my arms later that night, her lips pressing into mine with the timidity. How do you say that word?
Wait, did we just get into sexy? I was really not paying attention. Escalated. Let's say that again.
Okay. Wife one hesitated, but wife two agreed willingly, the same way she went into my arms later that night, her lips pressing into mine with the timidity of someone who isn't really experienced but eager to explore and get explored. Wife one walked in on us and turned to flee, a red flush spreading over her cheeks, but wife two simply held out her hand as if she hadn't been caught rubbing her cunt over my thigh.
It was now streaked
with her juices while I sucked her nipples. That happened so quickly.
Is this a threesome?
We had no build-up. Yeah. I also have no clue if the narrator's man or woman.
I'm going to assume it's a woman.
It's a lesbian erotica book.
It feels...
They can be bisexual.
It feels like it's written. It feels like Geneva King is...
A man?
A dude.
Mm.
I don't know. This is pretty on par with all of this erotica.
Yeah, that's true.
We're getting right into it. We got sister wives... Ew, wait.
But wife two's into it.
But not actual sisters. No, they just call them sister wives.
They're Mormons.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Sister wives is a great show.
Sorry for any Mormons out there listening.
If we have
a Mormon fan base. Okay. I remained silent for fear of scaring her off. Lust fought with good sense, but finally, when she stepped towards us and allowed wife two to kiss her palm, wife two and I turned our attention to her, undressing her, letting down her beautiful hair, fondling her body until she was as horny as we were, and God himself couldn't have stopped her.
Oh!
I kissed a trail down her soft skin until I reached her full thighs, guessing what she needed wasn't the fullness of a cock. I drew my tongue over her engorged clit.
Yeah.
Was not. Okay.
Yeah. I drew my tongue over her engorged clit. She bucked in surprise, grabbing at my hair, and I knew I had made the right choice. Wife two coached her, kissing her, distracting her, so she could relax enough to enjoy what I was giving her.
So in the morning, the bun
was back. Her eyes were softer.
The husband is not stopping.
Sorry, all the way. I'm trying to get through this.
Yeah, you go. Keep going.
You go.
Go, girl.
In the morning, the bun was back, but the eyes were softer. The husband offered to pay me for my help, but I refused, telling him I was happy to have kept his wife safe.
She took the sex for payment.
Ugh. Who took the sex?
I really felt like that was a dude, the way that narrator spoke.
I don't think it's a dude.
Are these multiple holy fucks?
I think this might be...
Oh, they're just little short
holy stories.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, that was the end called of that. PK.
Wait, that was the end of that story?
Yeah. That's why, yeah, this is a bunch of short stories.
Oh, yeah, it
fucks.
Is a bunch of short stories. So maybe we can just do a couple.
So what do we think about the sister wives? That happened real quick.
Wow,
that was it?
Well, they're just short stories about holy fucks, like different kinds. It should really be called holy fucks.
Yeah, it should be holy fucks, plural.
Holy fucks, plural, coming this fall on NBC.
I feel like I just got blue-balled.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was a little bit of that. There was, like, no build-up.
It was like they got in the car... They hesitated for a second, and then her cunt was on his knee.
It's her knee.
It's a woman. They wouldn't put it into this book if it wasn't.
Y'all, can we talk about the verb bucked? I feel like that's much erotica.
Wait, how was it?
It's like she bucked her, I knew I did the right thing.
Okay, I drew my tongue over her engorged clit. She bucked in surprise. It's like a horse.
It's an animal. Yeah.
And just...
No. Can you imagine if you really bucked?
No.
Like, during sex? Like, if you, like... If I just, like, kicked my partner in the fucking face?
Listen, I've been kicked by a donkey before, and you want to get bucked. I got fully kicked by a donkey.
I've never been bucked by... animal or a partner.
Yeah, well, so it sucks.
That's probably for the best.
Bucking equals sucking.
You don't want to
put that on a shirt. Put that on a shirt too.
Everything is now available on a shirt. Okay, next. Should we pick which ones we want to read next? What do we
have? So we could either read Preacher's Kid.
Oh, okay.
Professor.
I like Professor.
Another's Woman.
Okay, so just cheating.
Or Sacred Relic.
Ooh,
the
like
Unenlightened.
I would like to read Sacred Relic and
Professor. Ooh, one's about a Wiccan retreat, though. That's interesting.
What's the other one?
Professor.
Professor and Sacred Relic are my votes.
Yeah, let's
do Professor.
Like,
trying to process the, like, sister wives.
Amanda didn't get off.
They really didn't give us any background on on them or, you know, what happened just to them, who they were.
If life would be so much better if all of this happened as quickly as it did in Erotica.
Oh, God, no, it wouldn't.
Get with
there'd be no build-up.
Is the best part. Hello, we watched Disobedience and Carol. It's like 2 hours of, like,
oh,
long
yeah.
stares
so much
and
that's
soft true. Kisses. When they, literally, Chantel was playing Sims, and then she made her Sim get together with a girl too quickly, and she was so over it. She was like, I'm over it. It was easy.
yeah, okay, I feel like there just have to be more build-up than that.
Coming from, I guess, the single person of this podcast, it would be a lot easier for me.
Sponsored by Date Amanda.
Dateamanda.com. Amanda, we're going to need you to leave before, and we'll make that. Like Billboard Dad, but Dateamanda.com.
I like where your head's at, getting Amanda a billboard.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't think I... Did I say Billboard first or did you?
You said Billboard Dad.
You said Billboard Dad.
Nice.
I don't know. We can play back the tape and see.
Let the record show that I am a genius.
Okay, we gotta do Professor?
Yeah.
All right, the next,
over these sister
next
wives.
One in the holy
fuck.
Oh,
man, that's really mad.
All right, anyway. Going to Professor?
Yeah.
Okay. My art history professor had a small dot in the middle of her forehead, a bindi, which she later explained represented a third eye. She showed me pictures of the deities, Krishna's blue skin, ones with multiple set of arms, and even an elephant with the same playful smile as a woman sitting across from me. We locked ourselves in her office. I cleared her desk and tied a scarf securely over her eyes, even the shiny third one, so she couldn't see me touching her. I couldn't anticipate my moves. These really just go into it.
Right into it.
I donned my strap on, imagining.
Ooh, so that person brought
wow,
her strap
this is
on.
Actually, like very sacrilegious and maybe offensive.
Wait, so they brought the strap on to the office, knowing this shit was gonna go down.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's very.
I think they've been already fucking their professor.
Okay.
I donned my strap on, imagining I was one of her gods, wishing that I had an extra set of hands to caress her with. The easy. Soft skin between her breasts, the full nipples begging to be pinched. Soft expanse of stomach as that I now gripped as I pressed my cock against her lips gently, just a little taste.
This shit sounds like colonialism.
Yeah,
that
sounds
pretty
problematic.
Yeah, we don't endorse it.
Yeah, we didn't write this, guys. This is not my pen.
We would never. Cate Blanchett isn't even in this, so why
so
would we write it?
We never write that.
I am picturing the professor like the woman from Slumdog Millionaire.
Ashwari Rai.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
That,
yeah,
that's okay. Yeah, she's
sure.
got the best symmetrical face ever.
Mm-hmm. Children screaming!
Children screaming!
Oh, yeah,
in the background.
Children screaming outside. The ice cream truck should be coming soon too.
Let's get ice cream. Do they take card?
I have cash.
We got you.
Don't worry,
your
we'll
steps out of you and your co's out of you.
I dipped in further, stopping halfway and pulling out. Her mouth was open, her chest rising as her breath came faster. More. This time was less. It was less of a request and more of a command. I filled her with the cock until she grunted, raising her lips so I could get deeper.
Which lips?
Okay. So, I don't get wanting to suck off a strap on.
Oh, I don't either. That feels very strange.
I think it's like I think it's more maybe pleasure inducing for the person wearing the strap on because like you feel like in control.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you feel it doesn't.
But
that
like
person
I wouldn't really
feel it against
be
them?
Into the plastic.
I don't. I whenever I see that in porn, which makes it some. It feels more like it's. It feels very much like well, this is made by a straight guy. Like
yeah, or maybe I mean I guess I could see like people suck on each other's fingers, kind of like.
But you could feel that.
Yeah, I get, but it's not like you're getting off. I guess it's just the anticipation or what it symbolizes. Yeah. I agree, but I think it's
these children in the background.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Do you think we have to move rooms?
No,
we'll just have
okay.
children screaming.
If you guys hear
background.
Screaming in the background, these children live across the street from me.
Sorry to kill you.
There's
vibe.
Also a child who practices recorder, so hopefully he doesn't. I didn't plan this when I picked this room. Okay. I drew her legs over my shoulders, feeling the tense muscles in her thighs. Her shiny painted toes called for me to kiss them. And so I did, capturing a tiny toe between my teeth. She yelled and clutched her breath, squeezing her nipples as her orgasm ran through her body. Looking down at her sprawled on her desk, limbs splayed, hair matted, not caring, I wondered if this was how it felt to be God. I still hadn't released her trembling legs and for the first time got a good look at her slit. Climbing on top of her, I hate that word.
I hate that word so much.
Man right there.
Yeah. Climbing on top of her, I pressed my body against her until my pussy could rub against her thigh, and I humped her until we both cried out, her teeth digging into my shoulder. Before I left, I went down on her. Part of me needed to finally taste her. Another part needed to feel the power of making her come one last time. Wow, that's it. These stories, like, have no background. I have no clue what the professor teaches.
God, why are we the gayest people?
How was she feeling that day? Was she into it? Maybe she was.
Tipsy and erotic. Guys, stay tuned for Kirsten's second podcast, Tipsy and Erotic.
I'm annoyed. I want to know more about her.
That's fair.
It also felt like cultural appropriation.
Yeah, for sure. Was a little bit of that.
Yeah, unless the woman...
Honestly, I didn't even hear the end of it, though, because once you said there's a kid who plays recorder, I was just picturing a kid playing recorder, and a kid practicing recorder is the funniest visual I can think of.
There's literally a kid hilarious. Who lives across the street from me and is learning recorder and has just graduated from Hot Cross Buns to his own made-up song.
Listen, picture it, though. It's so funny. We've all played recorder at one point, and picturing a little kid playing recorder, there's nothing funnier to me.
Some of us have played handbells, too.
Are you making fun of me again?
No,
I'm okay, just... yes, I played handbells. Yes, I'll write a fucking story about it one day.
I just, honestly, if any listeners out there don't know what handbells is, like I didn't, please look it up. There's some great footage of it.
I played handbells for 6 years.
Honestly.
And I'm super proud of it. Look up Ring of Fire handbells. It's the hardest song on handbells.
I wish you could play handbells too. I'll play
them right now. I did four in hands, bitch.
This would be in your playlist.
Oh my God. But also I will give it to the handbell players. They have some freaking Tessa Thompson arms on them.
Mm-hmm.
Get really toned arms when you play handbells.
First you were making fun of me, and then you were like, those handbell players, those are nice arms.
They got great arms.
I knew what handbells was, so
I had no
clue. I didn't make fun of her. I just told her to write a pilot about it.
I wasn't making fun of her.
When I was win just, an Oscar it, or an Emmy?
It's just a whole other world I didn't know about.
Not thinking either of you.
What?
I'll thank you.
Okay.
But you didn't want to date me.
You're not going to...
So now I'm going to thank no one.
So you're welcome, your girlfriend
thank
who doesn't
you to
listen
myself.
To this podcast.
I would like to thank myself and not Amanda or Kirsten for anything.
People are going to be like, who is that?
People are going to be like, I still can't believe this handbell is when we won an Oscar.
Wow, so, I feel like I'm getting nagged, maybe?
No, I think it's just Kirsten.
Oh my God, I'm not making fun of handbells. I said people that play handbells, great arms, great talent.
Okay. Have you guys ever wanted to fuck a professor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not actually
none
of my college
professors.
Professor
too.
Oh.
Wait, what?
A holy my religion fuck. Professor.
Okay, now let's
college.
Talk about this. It's better than these stories.
Say it again because we keep talking.
It was my religion professor in college. He was a very handsome pastor, which I think they have looser rules.
Yeah, they can have
he had a wife.
They're supposed to have wives.
But, it was one of those things where we just, had really intelligent conversations, mm-hmm. and I, felt really smart. Nothing happened.
Right.
Literally, not even, we didn't even talk alone ever, probably, but I thought he was very cute.
I had that with two of my teachers, not in college, but... Did I happen to even call it? No, in high school, though. But it was always, two smart, younger male teachers. They were never, creepy with me, although honestly I feel like one of them kind of did cross more of that line of just but like yes. We would banter a lot and I felt like boys my age didn't get me,
yeah.
You know, type of thing.
I did have a crush on a female teacher who was both a math teacher and my basketball coach.
Oh my God.
Her name was Mrs. Kane and she was I think she must have just graduated college, but she was so fucking hot. She was dating a professional football player.
Oh,
and
shit.
She was.
Did you ever try and talk to her?
I mean, we talked because she was my basketball coach, but I would dress up for basketball practice because I was so nervous around her, and I didn't know I was nervous. I was just like, I must really admire Miss Kane. And then in my adult life, I realized that I wanted
then to you had Ms. a Kane. Lot of sex dreams about her, and you're like, oh, I get it now
I understand.
What about you, Amanda?
We had a professor who every girl in the theater department, because most of the theater department was queer at my school, at my college, had a crush on her, and she was brought in. She was she was Czech, and she was brought in as a scenic designer, and I got along with her, but it was never anything that was we had deep connections. It was just she's very attractive, she's very confident, and she's she was very sassy too. Here, I brought up a picture of her.
Oh my god, I just already queued up a picture.
Oh,
I oh wow, she's giving me Tammy Taylor vibes.
Yeah,
Tammy Taylor from
I can't believe I've never had a crush on a female teacher.
I remember professor. I remember her office, and I feel like everybody has had that thought of wouldn't it be cool if
oh my god, I totally wished that in college I had sex with a professor, but I didn't.
I mean, same.
No, I wasn't even close to getting laid by a professor in college.
Good.
Yeah, I guess it would be problematic, huh?
It's like, but always
not in college.
It's consensual, but it's always still a power dynamic.
Sure,
that is
right.
Didn't you watch that Jane the Virgin?
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. So instead of reading a third, I think we're going to wrap it up because we are going to finish the podcast. I was going to say we're going to read fan fiction, but
you're really good at hosting this.
Amanda, why don't you say
this is such a vibe. Everyone's just being mean and flirting with each other. I think we have a lot of passive aggressive.
No one's flirting.
No.
My legs are sweating, but that doesn't mean I'm flirting.
No, everyone is flirting with everyone. If you want that shirt, it's on dateamanda.com.
No, let's not make this.
Oh my god, I want to make dateamanda.com. Someone buy the domain.
AmandaPlease.com.
No, oh, nice. Whoa. Yes.
Fuck Amanda Bynes.
Fuck Amanda.com. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you have to be 18 or older.
Please don't. I'm sure that already exists, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
Because we're just friend flirting, I would like to clarify.
Yeah, friend chemistry. Flirting.
Aw.
Friend is
friend flirting sweet.
That is nice. Yeah.
You can sweat, you cannot sweat, it's fine.
Well, I'm definitely sweating.
And on that note, see you next week.
All right. If you want to find Zaddy Amanda on social media, you can find her at Awkward Holland. I don't know why I'm talking at
third. Yeah, I was gonna say, who is she?
That'll be the domain, whoishe.com.
If you want to find Ashley Perret or me on social media, go to dateamanda.com.
Oh, you're not going to say your thing. Okay.
Whatever. You guys know where I am.
And if you want to find Stepdaddy Kirsten, you can find me at Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter.
And hey, the three of us all participated in a pilot that we need funding for. So if you guys saw Carol's a Demon and thought it would be really cool to see more of it and listen to the writing that we've done on it, because all three of us are going to write for it, I think, right? You're going to write for it.
Yeah. Sure, let's.
Yes.
What's on your arm?
My tattoo.
It's a tattoo.
Oh my god, I didn't know that was a tattoo. Mm-hmm. When did you get that?
I'll tell you after.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Check out our Indiegogo for Carol's a Demon and donate so that we can make more Carol's a Demon.
Yeah, spread the word.
Spread the word. All right.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.